listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By and to Transformation Talk Radio. We are so thrilled that we're joining you here today following our buddy Dougal Fraser. Don't you think, Mr. Benny, that was totally fun? The Dougal Fraser Show?
The Dougal.
I like that.
I like the Dougal.
We'll start calling him the Dougal.
Don't you think? Mm-hmm. We should ask him,
good show.
Though, first.
Good show.
Just kind of ask him if that's cool. I liked it, though. Don't you think?
I think you should just do it. Don't ask him.
Just do it?
Yeah, it's a little pet name for him.
Well, that's like you started calling me Dr. Pat.
There you go.
I know you didn't ask me, but now look at it now.
I know, and I'm
just
Mr.
look
B.
at it.
I know.
You're the B, I'm the P.
Missing the V today, though.
We're missing the V today.
That's okay.
So that was kind of a spontaneous a trip vacation for her. Good on her.
Yeah.
Going to see the peeps down in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Seeing how her dad's doing, being one of those 99ers. I won't bring it up. That's another show we'll have to do. Welcome, everybody. We've got a great announcement for you today. But first off, let me tell you that we've got an incredible show. Gloria Two Feathers is in the house, bioenergy medicine at the Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts. Well, I love talking with her about healing and about what she's learned. And many of you know who she is, but let me just tell you a little bit to begin with. First of all, she is the founder of the Earthwalk Institute, and you're going to hear more about that. Of healing arts. She did that in 2000, way ahead of the curve in terms of creating a school that is able to not only help you become what you long to become, but to create an entire generation or multi-generations of healers on this earth. And what I love about that is that this is the time of action. You know, people said to me, you know, what is it about 2009, 2010, and 2011 that has changed for you? One of the things I know about 2009, it was an incredible year for transmutation.
Oh, yes,
I'm telling you, Gloria, don't you think?
Yes.
I'm not saying transformation.
Yeah.
I'm saying transmutation.
Yes.
So if you are, you know, got a little snake energy, you're shedding the skin.
Yep.
And then you're going to go through the growing of the new skin.
Yes.
And if you are the fire, you're going to be a little bit about the smoke.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And if you are the water, you may be doing a little bit about the ice. But the deal is, and maybe we can talk about the difference between transformation and transmutation, but this is the year for action. And
oh, yes.
So many people are wanting to take their purpose out into the world, but take it out into the healing arts. Mm-hmm. I had an interesting question that I want you to answer for me.
Okay, I think I can.
It was a comment that came in an email, and it caught me by surprise. They were asking me about the show and about Transformation Talk Radio. And they said, we're like all about organic and whole foods, and we're all about that. But I don't know about this holistic stuff. And I really thought about that. And I went and I looked up holistic on the internet, and I responded back to the email. And I said, you know, holistic is about systems.
Yes.
So are we creating an idea about healing and healing arts that we have to educate people about? You know, what does holistic mean to you?
Holistic means to me wholeness.
And welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'll just jump right in here.
Yeah, go ahead.
To me, holistic means wholeness and not leaving out the parts of people that may be in an unhealed state. So you might have a body that is healed, but maybe your emotions haven't, say, around an accident.
Right.
And you still have a lot of emotion. Or maybe you have gone through like the dark night of the soul and you're wondering how intact your spirit is on that journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to me, this is what wholeness is. And like you said, systems, one thing that's been happening for many years is that the system changers are extremely active. Active right now.
Yeah.
And the system changers are everywhere, and they're changing our systems. Our systems, as we know, are education, health, politics, religion. I probably left some out, but they're changing health.
Right, health and wellness.
Yeah, medicine. And they are coming and changing those systems, and that's what we really felt being shook up here.
Mm.
And everybody is viewing things differently.
Well, and it's an interesting comment that and I responded to it because I love getting questions like that, and I love the people that ask these questions. But I did also respond by saying, holistic and whole foods has to, for me, you have to meet criteria. I don't care how organic you are or how much of a whole food you are. If you are paying people close than a half a penny an hour to create your product, there is nothing whole about you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
something's being left out.
You can't kid us here.
Yeah. The person, you know, what damage is happening to the person receiving the penny? Is it the mental? Is it the emotional?
Right.
Is it the spiritual that is under attack, that they're compromising mm-hmm. what they're doing and they're not wholehearted? Maybe they're only half-hearted. And I'll tell you, if you're half-hearted, you're going to only show up half of the time.
Well, and you know, I understand that in some countries, receiving a penny for an hour's worth of food is like receiving $1,000 here. I totally get that. But if your profit margin is 300%, and that is at the risk of how we're treating people
yes.
that are creating these products, I think we need to look at that system, don't you think?
I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree that, well, like I said, it's wholeness. And although that person may be getting their food for a penny, but what is that person? Is it a 9-year-old kid that's working?
Now we're talking, sister.
You know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who's receiving the penny?
You know, if there are people that don't like the idea holistic, then you're really leaving this conversation out of it.
Yes.
You know, you are. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to take a look at holistic, and that's what we're going to talk about today, because when we talk about bioenergy and bioenergy medicine, there is a system at work.
Yes.
Right?
There is a huge system at work.
And it has to be an intelligent system. Tell people bioenergy medicine is.
This is the beauty of a pet. This is where I can just really take off. I love this. Because this energy we talk about, this life force, this vitality that we talk about has an intelligence. And then our body, just in the nature of what our body is, has an intelligence. You know, that's why you can put it in a petri dish and have it do something. It has an intelligence of
absolutely.
What it's doing.
Yeah.
And when you put the two together in a flow that is complementary to life, then you are moving forward in wholeness. But this intelligence, it's all around us. The last time I was on your show, I made a comment like all these levels of consciousness were created before we ever were.
Yeah.
It was created so we could exist. And that intelligence hasn't gone away.
It hasn't gone away. And if anything, that we are yet to discover levels of intelligence. Let's talk for a minute because I think we're, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
See,
but
sometimes we think we know it all.
Oh, no.
You know, sometimes we think we got it all. I think, you know, what we're finding is that people are finding their voices all over the world.
Yes.
I mean, who would have thought? Wisconsin, right? Who would have thought? In the middle of, you know, a government institute, people are standing up and saying, not on my watch, you're not doing this.
Isn't that beautiful?
It doesn't matter what side of the fence you fall on or who you believe in. You know, this is the first time, I believe, since the 99ers went out and protested in December. This is the second time then in a long time since we were fighting for either equal rights, gay rights, rights for women's, right for the underprivileged, you know, whatever that was, where we all would just be like marching. This is sort of now a new energy. How do you explain this?
I don't know if I can explain it, but it's to me, it's that higher level of consciousness is coming in. People are finding the life force to stand up and say what they want. Say this doesn't work. Going back to the person making the penny for their food. Well, if you have 10 children in some of these countries and that penny's only bought food for 8, what happens? You know, there's a whole different scenario going on that people are now starting to look at themselves and say, can I be a part of that? Can I do this for the money? And they're standing up and saying, no, I can't.
Well, Gloria, one of the things I wanted to, first of all, Gloria Two Feathers joining me here today. We got lots to talk about. And also that we have some certificates and otherwise to give away today. But one of the things that we have a couple of announcements. I was so struck by this, and we'll talk more about what you're doing because I think it's complete. I was so struck by the voices that started to show up over in Asia. I mean, the protest.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wow. You know, and they were nonviolent protests originally.
Well, this is what I would like to say. The warriors showed up. Now, a lot of people think warriors are those who cause war or fight in war. That's an extreme part of the warrior. The warrior is the one who takes care of the people. And it can be men or women. And it can come in, I'm going to drive my elder in a snowstorm to the doctor's appointment. It can be, I'm going to chop wood. It can be, I'm going to stand with a gun and fight. But the warriors show up, and they're not always about war. The warriors show up, it's like, what do I stand for? And where do I stand for this? And what can I accept when I stand?
Oh, my God, I love this. I can't wait till we come back. I'm going to a screening tonight. For those of you out there, I just want to remind you, tonight at Seven Gables, the movie theater in Seattle, there's a movie. We interviewed Will Arntz from What the Bleep last week about it, produced this movie. There's a movie that is being screened in Seattle. It's called Ghetto Physics. And their theme, and you'll find this out, especially at the end, is about standing up. And so today's show and more is, and the announcement that I have about the Northwest Women's Show, it really is about standing up. And for me, it's literally about standing up. Because a year ago, my body didn't have the energy to be able to do what I'm getting ready to do this weekend, being joined by amazing people across the globe. We're going to make that announcement. Gloria Two Feathers is in the house. We're going to have a couple of announcements for her as well. But here's what we want to say to all of you. All of us have that incredible innate ability to declare what we're passionate about, to understand the value from a humane point of view, and to really take a stand for it, and lastly, to take action about it. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about what Gloria is doing and what the action is that the Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts is all about on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Deep Ramen by Candlelight to support your expensive candle burning habits? Well, come on down to Scenic Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com. Have you ever made a New Year's resolution to lose weight only to lose your resolve before the end of January? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I would love to introduce you to my friend, Dr. Ann Taylor. She'd like to share a program that is not based on what you eat, but rather what you feel. Many people eat in response to stress in their lives, often without being aware how their emotions are are affecting their eating patterns. So stop emotional eating in a five-step system of scientifically proven tools that help you change your response to stress and stress-induced eating. This program helps you find the missing X factor in weight management with one-on-one coaching sessions with Dr. Ann. It won't be long before you feel improved well-being, increased stamina, and more personal balance. Keys for long-term results. In a heartbeat, you can change the way you feel in a truly fulfilling way, a way that food cannot. Call 360-507-9140 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Ann.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, you know, you can get on the whole Facebook thing. We actually had a little thing with Facebook. I realized that we had multiple Facebook accounts. And so, as a matter of fact, one of them was not a Dr. Pat Show account. Somebody had set up a Dr. Pat Facebook fan page. And it wasn't me. And so what we did is we worked all of that out for those of you out there. I know it's been a little bit confusing. We actually deleted the accounts, and now we have one account. So please go to the drpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com and click on the Facebook picture and connect with us on Facebook or Twitter. We have both of those there. We are also adding an application to Facebook, which you're going to hear a lot about. It's about building a pay it forward community. And boy, we have got the technology about that nailed down as well. We have something, Gloria, unprecedented happening this weekend. And this is really in tune with what you were talking about.
Oh, what is it?
You and I have known each other for a while.
Yeah, I think about 5 or 6 years,
yeah,
7 years.
Yeah, I think
years.
So, really, long time. And I know that you have gone through the process about your school and about your passion to find out, right, what is really yours to do.
Yes.
Don't you ask yourself, and a lot of the traditions that you practice also, don't you have to ask yourself that question?
Absolutely. You know, you have to, once again, stand in your own power. And that doesn't mean power over somebody, or that doesn't mean using all your power until you're just depleted because you're trying to do everything that really isn't even yours to do. And we have to start looking at those kind of things. And what does it mean to really stand in your power? As long as you're standing in what has heart and meaning.
Okay,
and
right.
You can hold that space, then you don't have to do it all. You know, you just have to do what has heart and meaning. Hold that space, and everything else starts developing and coming. That's my belief. It can be a long journey, but it can happen.
Well, I don't know about you, but it's not like I woke up one day and got really clear that I wanted to be at the place that I'm at. It's been a process.
Yes.
And a couple of weeks ago, I went through the process again. And I don't know. Somebody said it was an astrological thing happening with my sign. And I don't know. All I know is I woke up one day and I had to create I had to explore the question, what is mine to do today? And am I doing enough?
Yes.
Am I doing enough? And for whatever reason, I must have been drawn, especially based on the Wisconsin and the other thing. It must have brought out, and Doreen Virtue talked about this about me, it must have really brought out the warrior in me.
Yeah.
And so I said, what is the thing that I can do that our listeners can help us with? And that is create a different vibration.
Yes.
To bring a different message. So we decided to launch our Global Prosperity Initiative, which kicks off at the Northwest Women's Show this weekend.
That's so beautiful, Pat.
We're doing something unprecedented. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right from our booth, we have a double booth, and we have a stage, a Girl Talk stage. And we have all of our stations partnering with us. I believe CRN, who is the show is being broadcast on, CBS, I think Lisa and Oliver are working it out. WBLQ, all day Saturday and Sunday, all of our affiliates. They are broadcasting and contributing airtime to us so that we can broadcast all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. Wow. Now, Linda has called and reached out to people we have interviewed. And Joe Vitale.
Oh, yes.
Doreen Virtue is joining us. Crystal Andrus. Colette Baron-Reed.
What a
John
nice
Hunt.
Lineup.
Yep. Our sponsors, people that are hosts on the show, people that I don't even know have said, I want to do this with you. But this idea for me could not happen if I did not go through the healing process we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
Because a year ago at the Northwest Women's Show, I could hardly stand up.
Yeah.
So now imagine me, and I have a complete oversight that we're working out. Because Heather and I will be on the mics close to 30 plus hours, our stations that are participating, we're talking about reaching 2+ million.
Wow.
And so we are asking people to tell a friend. So in my Facebook page and other things that I'm going to be announcing, we are going to tell you how you can listen to this show very easily. One click of a button, tell your friends. So, and all of these other people, they are telling their whole lists.
You know what I'm going to do?
What do you think about this? What do you think about this idea? And what do you think about it from the place of energy? And especially when we're talking about, you know, bioenergy.
Yes. Well, you know that a thought is probably the fastest moving vibration on the planet. And when you put out a thought, it will go to who has the vibration to receive it. So quite often we might be putting out thoughts to someone that they're just not at a level that they can receive it. Say if they're in a lot of fear and you're trying to tell them it can be okay, they might not be able to receive that message till they can transform or transmutate that energy that they can then hear it and take an action step with it, whether it's another thought or a feeling or maybe a physical action.
Mm.
And when you are putting this out to all these millions of people, you are going to be touching all those that understand and feel the message.
Mm.
And it just grows and grows. They will have a reaction to it. Energy flow has to have a reaction. It's a universal law. It's impossible for it not.
Well, we've done, and you've done something extraordinary for our listeners today. All of you that have questions and would love to call into the show, 1-800-930-2819. This is amazing. 1-800, you talk about paying it forward. My guest, boy, she knows a lot about that. 1-800-930-2819. Anyone that calls in with a question will get a gift certificate for a free advanced community clinic visit. Tell everybody
yes.
about that.
Oh, this is our... advanced students, and they're finishing 2 years and 500 hours of practices. And the 500 hours is only in classroom. They've been doing so much outside the classroom as far as practice sessions, reading, reports, all the things that are involved. They've also done a professional internship with another healthcare professional. And well, when you come to this clinic, they're just finishing. And this group is just the cream of the crop. And you're going to have a 1 hour free session with them. They're going to use sound, they're going to use hands-on advanced techniques, levels of consciousness, essential oils, applied kinesiology, they're going to use flower essences, homeopathy, and they're going to listen to you and they're going to put together a treatment plan for you that you will receive for free.
And here's what I want to say about that. For those of you out there that are thinking, I need some clearing, I'd love to take my life to this next consciousness level, this is an incredible way, let's talk about it, to transmute the energy that is sticking people.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because we don't want to get rid of energy, right? We need energy.
No.
So tell us about how that works. But I want to say, give us a shout. Benny's ready for your call. 1-800-930-2819. You don't have to come on air, but you do have to have a question. Or you can go to our instant feedback mechanism at drpatlive.com, and we will need some contact information from you. Drpatlive.com, just get your question in there or give us a call toll free, 1-800-930-2819. Let's talk about this idea of transmutation, because I'm showing up, and here's this is me. Yeah. You're getting the whole deal. But for whatever reason, I feel I need a little help.
Yes. Okay, what happens is throughout life with our belief systems who create who we are, this universal life force that comes in that is at the highest possible life-enforcing energy, it starts to shift and change as it comes through your belief systems. And so it starts losing some vibrational quality. But energy has no beginning and no end. And so it's just a constant. It's only how we perceive it through our belief systems. And once it starts going at a level that is no longer life-supporting. Now, as we were talking about earlier, Pat, we were saying that this, medicine has done a great job of chronic infections and heart attacks and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing that it's not really looking at is chronic diseases. And so when we start looking at the chronic, we have to say, well, this life force now is moving towards the disease. Mm. It's at a vibration, a vibrational level that supports the vibration of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
When you come in and you reassess that and you're putting a different energy frequency in and you're moving it away from the disease to life-giving instead of life-negating energy, because we can only live at a certain frequency.
It's really interesting. I got a question that came in here and from Pat in Pennsylvania, and it's a great question. You know, why is there so much Alzheimer's cases and how can we protect our brains? This is a great question, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, and it talks about the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Let's talk about this, because Alzheimer's one of it. Cancer's another one.
Yeah.
And we're finding that the level of incident in cancer is happening younger generationally in families.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this. Is it energy? What is it?
Well, I think
it's a complicated question.
It's a very complicated question, and I'm probably not qualified to talk very much in depth with it. But Alzheimer's is something that's going on in the brain, and the brain is the nerve system. And when energy first comes into the body, that's where it starts altering. As I was saying, this life-giving energy, the minute it hits the chakra system, it changes right at the nerve plexuses. The neurohormonal synapses, that's the very first onset of energy changing into physical matter.
Mm-hmm.
And the brain itself is a part of that nerve system. So I believe that people just need to do things they can to keep their energy field up. And a lot of people don't even know what that means. It's a huge education, and they don't even know where to go to get it.
But you know what we do know, Gloria? And this is why I love talking with you, because we're going to talk about this when we come back again and talk about what the school does. We know when we're not fired up. We know when we're down a quart. Kind of like our car, right?
Yeah.
You get your car, and you're watching it, and you're watching the fuel level, right?
Yeah.
And you know gas is up a little bit, so people are probably trying to stretch it.
Yeah.
And you see the little thing, and then the little light comes on, right? And then all of a sudden, you're watching, and you think, oh, I can make it home, right? I have the little light on, but it's not bright. I can make it home. All of a sudden, the car starts to sputter.
Yes.
That's what happens here. You know, fuel. We got a lot of fuel. We get down near. We don't have enough fuel, and we start to sputter. But doesn't this happen holistically? It's more than the body, isn't it?
Yes, it is. When you're looking at the mind, you cannot find the mind in the brain. The mind is in every cell of the body. The mind is in the energy around you and who you are. That's one of our levels of consciousness, is the mental consciousness. And we know it's not in the brain. You know, they've been studying brains for quite a while. And the brain is not the mind. They cannot find a thought in the brain.
Mm.
You know, once it's out of the body, I'm talking, you know, if the brain was conducting thought, they would be able to find that once it's out of the body.
Oh, they'd be able to point to it, right?
Yeah,
it's like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, they've been studying Einstein's brain for a very long time, and Einstein's not there.
If he knew.
Because his mind, not his brain.
Right.
And so we're looking at, not once again, an energy source. Now, Alzheimer's, like I said, I'm not really qualified to talk about that, and I have never personally dealt with it. It's pretty insidious. But we have had two of our students do internships at these kind of units. And it is amazing that the response that the patients give.
Now, you have free intro workshops, too, each month. So tell everybody at that. And let's give out the website,
Yeah, we got one coming up on Tuesday, the 8th. From 6 to 9, and all you have to do is call 425-289-0152.
One more time.
425-289-0152, and register. And
yeah, it's free.
Yeah. And you can come, and we talk about the school, of course, my favorite subject, but we also talk about the energy, and then we give wonderful demonstrations that everybody gets to do themselves.
It's miraculous, too. Yes. And our listeners that have attended absolutely are just delighted. When we come back, we'll take, we're getting all your phone calls in here for sure. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Gloria about what we can all do, what can we do to create an incredible purpose that has to do with taking our healing energies out into the world. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Join us on March 4th through the 6th for an unprecedented live broadcast from the Northwest Women's Show as we launch our Global Prosperity Campaign. Imagine 3 days of live broadcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com from the floor of one of the largest women's events in the country. Let us help you spread your message of hope and opportunity and together create a new paradigm for thriving. Become a sponsor reaching over 300 cable, AM, FM, and internet stations globally, or host your own show reaching over 400,000 people. That's not all. We have a special offer for the exhibitors and sponsors at the Northwest Women's Show, which includes videotaping your interview. Get ready for a fun, transformative 3 days from all of us at the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Contact me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Momentum is gaining, so give us a call now.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you mean I am the one that could dance on the floor?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about what we're doing at the Northwest Women's Show, we have information that we're putting up on the website, but you can go to drpatlive.com. We are in booth 1328 and 1330. We have double booth. We are going to have a studio from there. We will be broadcasting live from there the entire weekend. KKNW AM 1150 is participating. We got they're participating on Friday. WBLQ, our buddies across the country. Chris at WBLQ, AM 1150, New York, Connecticut, well, Chris, you must have to go to Pennsylvania because it said Pennsylvania. New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, out of Rhode Island. Chris is broadcasting the entire Saturday and Sunday venue. Mike Horn from CRN, we're speaking with him. He is going to be broadcasting, I believe, on Saturday. CBS, our CBS affiliate, and my friends over there, they are going to be broadcasting Saturday and Sunday. We're going to be replaying Friday shows on KKNW Sunday night. We have an international distributor that has found out somehow about this weekend, and Oliver is handling that end of how to send them the stream. So this is, for me, a way for us to hold hands virtually, because if we are going to change the energy on the planet, we do. It's, who is it going to be?
It's going to be us.
Okay.
All
and
of
so
us.
What if from an energy point of view, because this is really not my field. Mm-hmm. You know, I get these things and ideas of what to do. Energetically, when people come together like this, what happens?
Well, you know, when people of like mind come together, there is a resonance of the mind and the heart that starts moving out. Now, there's a wonderful website called HeartMath.
Yeah.
And it's an institute.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, they can talk about this in great detail that
I'm not qualified
to do that. But they are talking about the brain waves and how they link up and the heart. And HeartMath has stated that within seconds, like 20 seconds, if your heart is a vibrational frequency of what has heart meaning to you, you will affect the person next to you, their brainwaves. So you have all these people coming together.
Yes.
It's going to be an explosion.
It's amazing.
People are going to be on fire.
And here's what I heard Spirit tell me to do.
I love this.
I think you're going to have to help me with this, because I think I'm having a little resistance. What I heard was mine to do was to schedule every weekend for a year where we travel to some conference, some event in this country or abroad, and we do the same thing.
Wow, can I go? I don't think I could do it.
It's like my friend says, you don't really have to know how it's all going to happen.
Yep.
But I would imagine,
you know,
the universe is like, I don't know.
They're everywhere. You know, these, like you said, conferences and things, they are everywhere.
Well, this is what I love to do.
Yeah.
So from an energy...
What has heart and meaning in what you stand for?
It's amazing. You know, this film, The King's Speech... you know, that won all the awards, right? I really loved the film. And I loved it from the very moment I heard about it, because, it, you know, for me, as a kid, I stuttered.
I did, too.
And you can still hear me a little bit, right?
Me, too. Yep.
How did you stop?
I don't know if I ever did. I think I kind of grew out of it or something, but I couldn't hardly speak.
I know. And then I would get in trouble. Like, especially like with the nuns, when they like ask you a question and you can't answer it, and it's like, and you try. But there is a film that's now resonating with so many people. And we've got callers that we're going to take in a minute, because they're resonating energetically with the topic for today.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned how to ask for help.
Yes.
Huge for me.
Well, you know, one of the native beliefs is that we're all one. You cannot not ask for help, because somebody's always going to have that peace that you need. And, you know, I have been studying gratitude work, Pat. I mean, I've been going really deep into gratitude work and learning and reading about the studies when people are in gratitude, what it does to them physically with disease and illness, all kinds of things. But the one thing they have found out, especially through the Nikon gratitude work, is how much we're all connected, that you cannot do anything alone.
Well, and it's not, you know, we've got a couple of callers here that are calling in, and Benny just so masterfully picked up the call. I think we need to just connect with them, because I, you know what, this is a little transmutation. It's all about the field of energy. Mr. B.
All right, let's take Jay from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. He's calling in, and he just recently lost his job, so he's looking for some more or some help with it. So, Jay!
Dr. Pat, how's it going?
Jay, RJ, I got to tell our listeners about you for a minute, can I?
Yeah.
Sure.
Jay has been listening to the Dr. Pat Show since the very first week we broadcast in 2004.
Wow.
Since the very first week. He has been with the show and everything about it since that time. And he has shared with our listeners his journey and has inspired people across the globe through, you know, through the show.
Welcome, Jay.
So, Jay, we want to be here for you today. How can we help you?
Hey, to all my relations. Mm. Hey, this is a very interesting topic because, you know, I left my job and because I got laid off because of the economic stuff and probably like thousands of other people out there. And now it's like, do I have a job that I go to that will just, you know, pay the bills or go for my passion? Or do I get a job and start really seriously working on my passion? So it's been interesting because you're talking about the heart math stuff.
Yeah.
I actually teach that in my drumming class because that's what my passion is about, native drumming. Making native drums and circles and stuff like that. And I have workshops all over the place too. And I'm going like, wow. And this is very, very interesting. This job loss, I believe, well, it's, for everybody, it's a blessing in disguise. And I just wonder, where is the blessing and where is the disguise for what happened?
The blessing is that you have completed what you needed. Whatever it was you needed to learn, to do, to connect with, you have completed that, and now you can move to the next step. So both are blessings. If you take everything that was needed, that you needed to learn out of where you were working or what you were doing, and apply that in with what you want to do and where you want to go, then you have all this energy to create with, to create your heart and your meaning and your passion. And I think that we're at a time where when people are being laid off, and I'm very aware of what's going on out there with this, that a lot of people are relieved. They are actually relieved. They were in a job that was paying the bills, but it wasn't feeding them. And they said, okay, now I have my opportunity, whether it was unemployment or whatever, that they could use that to go and do something that they were really wanting to do. Does that vibe with you at all, Jay?
Oh, yeah, yes, it does. Yeah, when I got laid off, it's like I felt a relief. Like, I know what you mean. It's like just bricks falling down from my shoulder.
Yeah. And I think we're all learning faith now, faith in ourselves and faith in our communities and faith that we're going to be okay. I know that I don't want to belittle anybody out there that's had some real dramatic things happen to them, but there are thousands of people that are in the shape that you're in, that this was some kind of relief and they're ready to move forward. And I think you're needed. I think you're very much needed in the world.
Yeah, thank you so much. Very touching. You know, just like I said, just help one person and one at a time, eh? So.
Mm-hmm. Well, stay on the line, Jay, because we want to chat with you during the break, and then we'll pick up Sandra when we come back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show in the house. Amazing. Wow. Talk about healer, founder of Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts, Gloria Two Feathers. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive. Bye. So
dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and we're doing something unprecedented at this year's Northwest Women's Show. We'll be conducting live broadcasts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and videotaping interviews too. So if you want to take your message out to a global audience, reach over 300 cable, FM, AM, radio stations, give me a call at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Or email me at live@thedrpatshow.com. That's live@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now
we die, you and I will be young forever. You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream the way you
do. Welcome back, everyone. Gloria Two Feathers in the house. Before we get on the phones to Sandra, please give us the announcements again on what you're offering people.
Yes, we are offering a free gift certificate to our student clinic. This is our advanced treatment clinic. It's a one-hour session. It's going to take place in May. I'm so sorry you have to wait, but these students are graduating in May, and you're going to get the best of the best. So we're very, very excited about
giving that
away.
That's good for a spring tune-up, though.
Yes.
For it to be in May. That May is a perfect time to...
Yes.
Get the sludge moved away.
get all the snow.
Get the whole thing going on and move away. And let's give them the website again.
Yes. It's www.earthwalkschool.com. Earthwalk School is all one word.
Okay, cool.
The other thing I would like to say, you know, for your show, Pat, what we're doing for the Pay It Forward. We're a school, so some of the things that you have, we can't really participate in, but we are offering $1,000 off tuition.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah.
And classes are starting the end of March.
And what's the phone number for people to inquire about all this?
425.
Because, you know, people want to chat with somebody and say, hey, tell me about that.
That would be Jolene, our beautiful Jolene. She's our admissions coordinator.
Okay.
And the number's 425-289-0152. So one thing we hear about people who want to come is that they have this passion. They have a need to fulfill their passion. And at our time in our economy, this seems to be stopping them. So we've put together this package.
I love it.
In honor of what you're doing for everybody.
I love it. Thank you so much. Mr. B, you're the man.
All right, let's take Sandra. She's calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. She's also needing some help to move on. So welcome to the show, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are
Hello.
You?
How can we help you today?
Well, I seem to be stuck here in a rut. I can't go forward. I lean perhaps more backwards in direction. I just feel like I need to be unstuck. I have no sure footing as to where I need to be, what direction I need to go in to be more fulfilled and give back, whether it's in the arts or some kind of giving back in the healing arts direction. I've tried to do some things and it just kind of falls through for me and I just get disheartened again and I have a time then I have to build up again and it's almost like I'm getting too old to do this anymore. I want to put it into this negative dysfunctional feeling. Uh-huh. And after hearing your phone call and you girls talking, I felt compelled that perhaps you could help me.
Yeah, this is great.
What are you stuck in? What part of your life are you stuck in?
Just where, how can I give back? What is what is my purpose here? I'm well into my 60s, basically retired. I lived with my daughter right now, who, you know, pretty much supplies my living. I'm able to pay my bills, but I have no creative direction here. I feel just kind of like I'm at her disposable to cook and clean, and that's it. But there's more to me than that.
Yes, yes. You have entered the time of your second half of your life. And your second half of your life is the beautiful time, because we got all that other stuff out of the way in the first half, all the emotions and all the relationship issues and who I want to be when I grow up. And you've got that behind you. And I think what you're missing is the creative fire. The creative fire takes no wood, but it does take life and breathing work. If you would start doing breath work every day, you would start seeing your creative juices flowing. I guarantee this. Because air, oxygen, is what unites the personality and the soul together. It gives life from the first breath to the last breath. And it is the cohesion that holds everything together. And I think that I have this sense that the personality, you're so embedded in the personality, and the soul's crying out. The soul's crying out to be fed more. And if you are into volunteering, and I'm sure not a psychic, but I am pretty intuitive, I keep seeing you around animals.
Mm.
Do you like animals or anything of that nature? I would be checking some shelters, some animal shelters, and what you can do.
Yep.
Or helping elderly with their animals. There's so many elders that cherish their animals and have a hard time, like, walking them or bathing them or something of that nature. And I think that's just a step for you in a direction in which that will start. Then things will start coming to you and developing, and the transformation or the transmutation will take place.
Yeah, you know what's great about where you are right now, Sandra?
Other than this sunshine.
Oh, boy. Now I'm envious
That was not a dig as to the weather in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, no, I know. Our Voice America station's out of Phoenix. Here's what the good news is. You basically are telling the universe, I have had enough of where I am right now. That's what stuckness is about. Yep. That's at the very core, emotionally, of the word stuck, is when you realize you are stuck, you are basically have had enough of whatever it is, right? So you have already completed the first part of the process.
Yep.
Right? Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah.
But I still have this thing about what was I supposed to be. I have not decided what I want to be when I grow up.
Right, and I'm going to say something to you that's pretty radical. You ready?
Yes.
Let go of that. Let go of that, because the universe will reveal it to you. But if we're hanging on and we're frustrated with the question of our purpose, what you will get back is more frustration with the question of your purpose.
Yes,
boy,
you know.
That's the truth.
Oh, no. Sister, tell me. Believe me, I created crust busting. I know about being stuck.
If you would start doing breathing exercises 5 to 10 minutes at a time per day, and keep moving that up to where you're doing some pretty good breath work.
Yes.
Say maybe an hour a day. You will be amazed at what will happen to fire your energy.
I must ashamedly say that I have given up my meditation.
There you go.
And, it's just like I can hardly sit still anymore.
Okay, so you know what you need to do.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
I do.
Let's put the action plan together, because you heard me earlier in the show say that this year is like all about action.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been sitting on our bum like for a couple years just percolating, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a slow cooker. You know, what do you call those slow cooking things where you throw
crock
everything?
Crock pot.
You know, you're done with the crock pot.
Take off the lid.
Take off the lid and eat the food. All right. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to do exactly what Gloria said, but I want you to change your question if you don't mind. And the question is, it really then becomes, whatever language you use, is I am so grateful for my life.
Yes.
Please reveal to me my next steps.
Check into
some
gratitude.
You see, next steps is all you want.
Yeah.
You want the next steps. You don't want revealed to me that I'm going to solve world hunger. Then you think, then you're stuck again. It's like, what, like, how do I do that? So start with this, because you will get answers very quickly, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Start with gratitude work, doing some breath work.
But the breath work is going to help.
Oh, I can't tell you how much the breath work will
help. Yeah, you know what? When you're stuck, it's your diaphragm has gotten amnesia. Well, you know that, you know what I'm saying? When you really breathe and your belly goes out, the real breath work, all of those parts that are connected, we got to remind them that they can do this.
The one thing that will transform energy in the body faster than anything else is breath and movement. Go walk, breathe, and be, and that can be your walking meditation. What do you stand for?
When is the next full moon?
Ooh. I think we just had one, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we'll get ready to dance naked in the full moon since you got all that sun out there, Sandra.
Well, I've only done that once, but...
that's another show. All right, thank you. Thank you, Gloria, for joining us here today. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.